Ainsley Nelson, representing the Lubbock Women's Club, or Women's Club of Lubbock, as it may be. How are you?
I'm great. Good morning.
How is everything going well for you? I know you had your surgery and stuff on your hip. And
yeah, hip's good and moving around and
good.
Ready to chase Jenna around town on March the 6th.
Good. Hey, this is an interesting thing. Now, give us a lay of the land on the Lubbock Women's Club and the speaker series that's funded by the endowment.
Right. The Lubbock Women's Club has been around since 1945, and we are honored to be a part of the Ernestine Payne Welburn Foundation's Distinguished Speaker Series. When she passed away in 2006, they established a trust that funds notable speakers, and we bring them to the Women's Club, and we've brought some fabulous people in, everybody from Jenna's grandmother, Barbara Bush, to
Joan Chesley, London.
Yeah, Joan London, Chesley Sullenberger. I mean, the list goes on and on of people that we've had, and we're excited to bring Jenna. She hopefully will bring a younger crowd as well and appeal to a lot of the ladies and their families here in town.
Now, the tickets are on sale today for the public, and they're $60.
That's right.
And what's that going to include? Obviously, you know, attending the speaker series, mm-hmm. but also, isn't there a dinner involved and everything?
There is. We have a reception that starts at 6:30, and then at 7 o'clock, the dinner begins. And the dinner at the Women's Club is always a fine meal. And, of course, the speech and dessert's going to be wonderful.
So. You know, Laura, this is kind of an interesting
Women
thing.
Women can't do something and not have a wonderful dessert.
That's exactly,
you know? I mean,
right.
That's just like a have-to kind of a thing.
Well, I think that's what gets the men there, too.
That's right.
You know, I think a lot of people give this notoriety because she is the daughter of former president.
Yeah, but she's making a name for herself professionally.
She stands on her own because mm-hmm. she is author of a New York Times bestseller, Anna's Story, A Journey of Hope, which she wrote after traveling to Latin America in 06 and was an intern with UNICEF. It's based on the life of a 17-year-old single mother with HIV.
Mm-hmm. She was born with HIV, and her mother passed away not long after she was born. And it's a wonderful story. I read the book years and years ago, and it's a wonderful story about her life and how she's tried to keep her family and her children out of that same life repeating with HIV.
It's kind of interesting that neat. You know, that, you know, she continues on with that work because she's currently the chair of the Next Generation Initiative, which is dedicated to reducing childhood deaths around the world. And it always seems like there's a fork in the road, and people that, you know, are in those types of positions, high profile, you know, very public positions, a lot of times people just kind of disappear, go their own way, and they don't really continue serving. It's just they take whatever they got out of it, and you never see them again.
Right. Well, Jenna is from a family of people that give service to their communities
right,
and to their
that's
country.
What I was gonna say.
And so she definitely learned early on the importance of giving back to others, and I'm proud of her. I've known her since she was 13, and to be able to see her and have her talk in this capacity about what she's learned. Is going to be great.
Right. And you see that a lot with people who were raised in families that are, you know, public servants. You know, the children just kind of fall into that and do the same thing, which
right.
is wonderful.
Now, you know, we're going to have to extend a little grace to her because, you know, she did get her bachelor's degree in English from University of Texas.
Yeah, I know. So. We'll forgive her for that one.
But
I
guess. She's also a co-author of a children's book, Read All About It. And that's really, really neat.
Yeah. She and her mother wrote that book.
You know, so anyway, it's coming up on March the 6th. Give us the ticket information again and how people can go about actually acquiring the tickets.
That's right. Thursday, March the 6th, the only way you can get your ticket is by calling the Women's Club at 806-763-6448. Tickets are a very affordable $60 a person, and if you're interested in going, I would encourage you to call today. Tickets will sell out.
Yeah, they're going to go pretty quick.
Yeah.
All right, Ainsley, thanks for being with us. Appreciate
thanks.
That. And just a little bit about your company, West Texas Endurance, your mm-hmm. organization. Tell us what you guys do.
Yeah, we've got some events here in town in our Willie McCool Memorial Half Marathon 5K and 10K. will be on April the 5th. So we're excited to honor a local hero again this year, and his parents are very involved. And it's going to be a great time, great race out at the Silent Wings Museum.
Good. Are you going to be able to run?
I won't be running.
No.
I'll be running.
Not quite
it.
Yet.
Running
we'll be,
it, not
we'll,
running.
That's right. We'll be busy loading tables and giving out medals and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So
nice.
It's going to be fun.
Hey, good to see you. We'll have you back to talk about that run.
Right.
Okay?
Thanks.